Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 2nd of August, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Fire TV users, get ready to be even more lazy. That's right. Amazon Fire TV now is going to get hands-free control via Echo and other Alexa devices. Lovely. With the new feature now, you can have a little conversation with Alexa. You know, say, I'm looking for a video by this genre. By title, you can also tell her, hey, yeah, stop playback, play this now. And you don't even have to touch the remote. Amazon's saying that hands-free voice control is available on all Fire TV boxes and Fire TV sticks. Of course, only if you're in the U.S. We're hearing in other parts of the world, particularly the U.K., it should be coming along shortly. Though we don't know how short shortly is. Reddit! Yeah, love it or hate it, it's been there for quite some time. So much, in fact, that I guess they're thinking about, maybe we need to change some stuff up. I don't know why, but, you know, sometimes that's how people think. My problem is, though, is they're thinking maybe a Facebook direction, and Well, in a recent interview with Recode, the Reddit CEO, Steve Huffman, said there's an early version of the new design that pretty much takes its cues from Facebook. Oh, no. Huffman's basically sitting there saying that Reddit, it just feels old and it needs a facelift. Going on to say that we here at Reddit just don't want to be associated with the term old. Now, just so you know, the design, no, it's not been implemented yet. We don't even know it's going to be the final design. But from what we're reading, particularly over there on Reddit, yeah, I don't think a Facebook facelift is probably the way to go. Been looking at those new Microsoft surfaces and saying, yeah, don't think I got enough money here in my pocket for that. Don't worry, Microsoft's got financing now. Yes, that's right, Microsoft yesterday announced the launch of the Surface Plus program, both for consumers and businesses. Basically what this program is, it's a loan. Amazingly though, we're hearing about a 0% interest rate. Microsoft says that this is a flexible financing option designed to help more people and businesses take advantage of the power of Surface. I know, before you're sitting there going, woohoo, good deal, let's read the fine print. The program is for 0% interest for 2 years, so not too bad. However, though, after that, it jumps to 19.99%. So yeah, it's better to get it paid off. Finally, looks like we'll be looking at our iPhone. That's the way to unlock it now, hence the home button is gone. But now we're seeing other little bits of code saying that the home button, you might actually be the home button, huh? Apparently in the leaked firmware, there's a value for whether a device has a home button or not. And for the mystery device, as we're calling it, zero means it does not. Then there's this other piece of code that's been unearthed suggesting that the home indicator is how Apple will tag its virtual home button of the future. Yes, you heard me correctly. Virtual home button. How will this work exactly? Well, we're not exactly sure, but we're seeing in code lots of new references for facial expression detection, such as mouth close, mouth upper left, mouth upper right, smile left, smile right, stretch, frown, pucker, and so many others. So who knows, maybe the virtual home button of the future on your iPhone's a big old pucker. Mwah. Take me home, baby. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Please do us a favor. Go on over. Check it out. Get subscribed to the podcast. Get subscribed to the blog. Check out the review section. And heck, if you love what we're doing here at BTN, support us. There's that little support tab over there. Would be much appreciated. Keeps things up and running over here so we can give all this free content out there to you. You can do it either via one-off donation, say via PayPal, or Patreon. In any case, if you do donate and are donating, thank you very, very much for your support. Also, we're on Facebook, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And we're also on Slack. Yeah, that's where the BTN community hangs out. Come on over and hang with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a good hump day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.